The brother with eyes like tobacco leaves took me crab fishing after midnight, drove in his 1982 blue Honda through dead-wombed April. A palm print of darkness lay in my red wool coat, and the moon hid under the sea. Behind a Chianti-candled bistro, we pulled fish from the dumpster, slick and wet, translucent pink intestines, a pile of severed salmon heads staring dumbly at my fog-wet hair. He whispered in a voice like cheap cognac that he would cook up the crabs on the barbecue with butter and garlic. He was 19, and the weak-mouthed stars gleamed on his scarred arms. When he was a baby, his father put him down for a nap next to the radiator. His pocket knife was filthy with dried crab meat as we strung the heads on fishing line, the grotesque necklace of some pygmy chieftain, tied it to the circus hoop net. Down and down it dropped into the dark water, inscrutable as a pot of Japanese ink, the 2 a.m. ocean with the salt tide coming in. He rolled a sullen joint, and we smoked while we waited for the dusk-orange crabs to scuttle out from the shadows. Sitting without conversation on the quay, I realized that though I knew the thorazine drip of his father's voice, the smell of his scabbed breath and the feel of his fist in my ribs, he had never met mine, the failed movie director with eyes like Gatsby's green light, never met the man who married our mother before he could buy his own drinks, who raced sailboats and could quote freaks in a mock German accent. One of us, one of us, one of us. We had between us one mother and no fathers. His had joined a cult somewhere in Mexico, and mine, well, I am no Daisy. 20 years later, we are all that is left of two marriages, the strong man and the trapeze artist with a penchant for lion tamers, left alone in the rain to gurgle stupidly at a seasick moon. We are still such dark children, he and I, patronymic flotsam with dead-lit eyes and skin that puckers and twists unnaturally. Scars are the map of our world. Here California, there the Pacific, thighs clotted up with highways and canneries, biceps crisscrossed with railroads and power lines. Pay a penny to see them, to see us, freaks crouched side by side on a dirty pier. We have little but this between us, sideshow bloodlines strung from girl to boy and back. The sky shuffled its mottled light like a hand of poker. When we pulled up the net, strung with seaweed black as our mother's hair, there were no crabs, only a fat red starfish extending its stomach over the silvery bait like an afterbirth. My brother laughed and kicked it off into the black water with the toe of his boot.